These are the Bra Ministry announcements for March 1st, 2020. Happy birthday to June Murphy, February 27th. Age 65. How did you celebrate your birthday, June?
Did you have to tell everybody?
Shut up. Everybody knows you're old. Everybody knows you're on Medicare now, limping around with your walker. We all know. How did you celebrate your birthday? Watching The Voice?
Actually, I have watched The Voice twice already this week.
Awesome. So,
it's going to be a very good season.
Excellent. So June has lost. She's gone from 212 to 193. So she's lost 19 pounds in how many weeks? Four or five weeks? Yeah, that's pretty good. That's awesome. Yeah, we're not calling her Free Willy anymore, so it's just... Yeah, you guys always leave me hanging out there. If I say something like that, you just leave me hanging out there. Okay, good. Thank you. But I'm proud of you. That's really excellent. Because, you know, when we get to be a certain age, we think we ought to just start dialing it down to death, and you chose not to do that. I'm so happy for you. So I had to, you know, I wished you a happy birthday last week, but I wanted to do it again because you're worth it. I'm glad I'm not Pinocchio. My nose would have grown. All right. I'll tell you. All right, happy birthday also to Brian Davis. Yeah, Brian is my friend who sponsors our app. And I don't know how old he is, though. I'm thinking 44, but I don't know. But he's an LSU Tiger. He's all happy because the Tigers won the football championship and everything. Happy birthday, Brian. Our focus in 2020 is growing in grants, and so we're just going to keep telling you about that as we go along. We're going to do some events where we get out and invite people to Bara Ministries because this is a great place to study the Word of God, and we need to let people know that. God's command to us is go. And baptize all the nations in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. It's not sit around and wait for them to come to you. So we're going to get out and go. And then we're working on the grants. And this year I fully expect that we're going to make some big progress toward our $3 million goal. Next week, tax letters are available. So if you didn't get one, let me know. And, you know, it's kind of funny saying this in February and March, because nobody cares about anything I'm saying in February and March, but I guarantee you April 14th, everybody will be going, are tax letters available? Yeah, I've been announcing it for the last 20 weeks, but yeah, why don't you get it today? Mark your calendars. Next week is the Lord's Supper celebration for March. We're looking forward to that. Next elders meeting, March 21st, from 12 p.m. to 1:30 p.m. And we'll have an evening service on March 29th from 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. to accommodate my travel schedule. We're going to visit the vets again on April 19th from 2 to 3:30. If you haven't ever done that, please join us. Have you ever done that, Pierce? You got to join us for that. It's a lot of fun, man. And the vets are really cool people. And mark your calendars, Bara Ministries Homecoming coming up. I'm getting really excited for that. April 24th, 25th, 26th. We've got the Ramada booked, and we got plans in place. I think we've got hotels available on the website. Is that right? So if you haven't gotten your ticket, it's about that time. Why do people always wait till the last minute to do everything? I don't get it. But let's go. Let's get on the stick. The 10th Annual Coeur d'Alene Conference, August 7th and 8th. I got my tickets booked for that. I got my hotel booked for that. I got my golf clubs ready to go, pound some balls, and then go up there and see my good friends John and Monica Miller for the 10th time in the last 10 years to share news about the Lord in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. Amazon Smile is a great way to contribute to Bara Ministries. And we got a $12.17 contribution this week, so that there are people who are responding to this. So please, when you make Amazon purchases, do it from the Amazon Smile website. Be sure to designate Bara Ministries as your charity of choice and let us know you've done it so we know to watch for your contribution. And then after the lesson today, please pray with us. I think Larry has sent out the GoToMeeting link. And so we'll be doing that right after the service around 7:30 Mountain Standard Time, which is 8:30 Central Time, 9:30 on the East Coast, at least for this week, because next Sunday time changes. Everybody springs forward, and we stay right where we are. So we'll be 3 hours from the East Coast, 2 hours from Chicago, 1 hour from the Denver Mountains, Mountain Daylight Time, and the same as California Pacific Daylight Time. Those are the Broad Ministry announcements for March 1st, 2020.